Have you ever wondered how monsters are created? I don't mean the ones we imagine, but the ones that are brought to life in movies and TV. It turns out that the best monsters are usually based in reality, even if it's one from a long time ago or a different part of the planet.
Eels have a jaw that basically is formed in the throat, and that jaw is important for capturing fish and bringing it into the mouth very quickly so they can't escape. So the moray eel has two sets of jaws. In the Alien movies, they played around with that a lot. They have, like, jaws that can come out of the mouth. My name is Benjamin Berger, and I'm an assistant professor of geology at the Uinta Basin campus of USU.
Never without his iconic glasses and wide-brimmed fedora, Berger's teaching spill outside his classroom, where he uses his YouTube channel to simply but earnestly educate about the origins of mammals. Berger believes the most realistic monsters are firmly established in functional morphology and a detailed study of the anatomy of both living and extinct animals. In other words, he's interested in using real science to bring fantastic beasts to life. Take dinosaur feathers, for instance.
One of the interesting things that's kind of fascinating is that we've been able to identify the color of some dinosaurs for the first time. There's different shapes according to different colors when we look at modern feathers. So they noticed that when they examined these ancient feathers on these dinosaurs is that they had the shape of these black iridescent feathers. So we know that a lot of these small dinosaurs that were carnivorous, they had teeth, were black, sort of like ravens and crows.
At the Utah State University campus in Logan on Friday evening, Dr. Berger will discuss further how artists and filmmakers use the science of paleontology and comparative anatomy to design monsters for films and movies such as Jurassic Park, Aliens, and Star Wars. Details are on our website, upr.org. You can hear more from Benjamin Berger on YouTube and Twitter. For Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Daniel Kinkin.